Well, good morning.
Yeah, where's our intro? Here's our intro.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460. This is the funny thing. Jared says, there's nothing playing.
No.
Well, shouldn't we be on? Well, so what's playing now? Well, there's nothing. Well, how about putting us on the air there, buddy? And we're off.
Happy Friday morning.
Happy Friday. Good morning, everybody. Hey, the news is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Expanded
walk-in humidor. Great customer service. Just super people down there. Open 7 days a week. Good morning, Jared.
Good morning.
How are you doing today, buddy?
I'm doing well.
You know,
Jared, let's investigate that. We're going to find out where
our
entrance went.
What do you mean, well? Do you mean, like, everything's fine? Everything's good?
Well, I've been awake for an hour, so far so good.
Oh,
so
great.
Far so good. Okay.
I'm impressed.
Good morning, Linda.
I'm impressed. Good morning, everybody, and welcome to our Friday show. Let's give you a little update on our weather. It's currently 46 degrees in the downtown studios. The temperatures today will be sunny. Highs will be about 88 with our lows tonight. Clear skies, 55. Tomorrow calls for a sunny day with a high around 87. Saturday night, lows of around 54. Sunday, high of 82. Monday, high of 81. And Tuesday, 74. I understand next week we're going to be probably on Thursday get a chance of rain. Weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated. We love these guys. Again, all of our sponsors to our morning show that you hear us do live reads with have been with us, and we have a loyal kinship with them because we love how they support local radio. And we just have to make an announcement. We are the last standing locally owned radio station in Shasta County.
Oh, I don't know if it's just I can say that it's we're getting close to being that.
Yeah.
I don't think any official notifications have been made.
Well, anyway.
So
we're really thank you very much. But my point was to thank the sponsors that have been with us for so many years.
That's the big thing.
And anyway, so we also have with us this morning, always again, one of our people that we like to, an organization that we like to couple with. And that is Haven Humane.
Good morning.
We coupling with Haven Humane?
Well, we do. We partner with them.
Partner, yeah.
Partner, yes.
Okay, see, she's on my side. She's a girl, so don't
I don't raise my eyebrows. So, but at least I can raise my eyebrows.
Right.
Okay, Amy.
Good morning.
You have Truman.
I do. I have Truman.
He's just laying there. Just laying there.
He's mellow.
He is very mellow. Truman's about 2 years old. He's a gray and white, really beautiful pit mix. He's got a real huge face, big head, big smile. It's kind of my favorite when they have big heads because it's like you know their mouth and it's just like a big giant smile when they have huge heads. So, he's very, very cute, very muscular. He is working on his leash skills. He's actually gotten, improved tons.
Mm-hmm.
At first, he was, just pulling all over the place. Now he walks right alongside you. He's doing really good with that. He loves children. He does great with kids. He does great with big crowds. We actually took him out to a couple outreaches, and he just has loved and everyone he's met. So he doesn't have stranger danger or anything like that. He has had one or two bad dog introductions at Haven, so we're kind of leaning towards he should be the only dog in the house.
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe that it can't be something that can't be fixed with a little bit of training or know-how when it comes to, animals. So I think if a really proper introduction, he might be okay. Just err on the side of caution. He probably would be best as the only pet in the house. Plus, he needs lots of attention because he's a cuddler. So he doesn't want to share that. He just wants to cuddle with people.
Where do you find somebody that obviously he's a big been taken care of before and that... So he just a stray that
came in as a stray.
Came in as a stray, and he does. He leans up against you. He was trying to get under, under Linda today and lay down there. So
yeah, he's a big leaner.
Yeah, and then he's laying on the ground right now.
Yeah,
he's quiet, doesn't bark.
He's got what I call a button. If you get to the if you pet him underneath his chest, he just automatically lays down. Kind of just falls over. We've had a lot of dogs that have the button in almost the same spot, too. So if you just rub back and forth, kind of chest to belly, and he'll just slowly lean into your arm and then onto the floor, and then he just kind of, melts right down. So
does he roll over on his back?
Yeah, he does. He'll roll over on his back, and, yeah.
Which
means
he feels pretty safe.
Yeah, and he loves people. He's very good with people.
This is what we love. Our pet of the week, and basically... Almost every Friday, Amy brings in a dog of her or cat of her choice. We have a couple kittens recently. Last week, you had the most darling kitten.
I know. She was so cute.
Mango?
Yes.
Yeah. I talked about Mango a lot.
Yeah.
Like Mango.
And now you have this darling dog. His name again?
Truman.
How could you forget? Gray with white, little white paws, a white face. And there's nothing little about him.
No.
But, you know, we talk about things that we think are adorable as little.
Yeah, that's a little cuties. Okay. They're all little puppies to me, even though they're not little puppies at all.
So. And he's available to go home today.
He is, yeah. He's available to go home today.
All right. So tell us more about Haven U Maine. Your hours, if we always want to refresh everyone's memory.
So Monday through Saturday, we're open. The adoption center is open from 11 to 5. On Wednesdays, we stay open until 7. Give people an extra 2 hours to come in, maybe after work, if they want to come and browse what we have. That's always, and then the website does kind of, not the website, but the Google part of like when you Google Haven Humane, it kind of lies about our hours. So, because we have different hours for departments. So for the adoptions is open around 11.
Yeah. It lies.
So we actually have a really fun event coming up this week for, a really fun fundraiser. I'm really excited about it. So we're going to be doing adult dodgeball. At Sun Oaks. So we're partnering, Sun Oaks is partnering with us to raise money. So a portion of the proceeds for ticket sales for this is going to go to Haven Humane. And it's, I think teams of 8 to 10, it's $75 for a team. So between 8 to 10 people, $75 bucks ain't nothing.
Now,
you know?
What's Dodge? Mark's going to be on next Tuesday. I wonder if he's going to have the word Voight.
Yeah.
On his forehead, where somebody just nails him and he just is still there.
Well, you know, they remember how we talked about that we were outraged when they started to outlaw or took out of the dodgeball could not be
in school.
Yes, a
yeah.
curriculum and or a sport, and that just ticked me off. I grew up with dodgeball.
Dodgeball's fun.
Yeah, it is, and it's competitive.
Yeah,
yeah.
So it's going to be for a great cause. So you can come out and have fun and. You know, it's not stuffy and boring. Not that any of our events ever are. They're always fun. But this is like a way to raise, you know, funds doing something that's extremely fun and active. And you can do it with a whole group of your friends. So you can find all that information on our website and also register on sunoaks.com.
And your website is?
Havenhumane.org.
There we go. .org. Remember that. Well, thank you, Amy. And we'll see you next Friday with your Pet of the Week choice.
All righty. Have a good weekend, guys.
Thanks. Always love having Amy.
Any goats?
Do I have goats?
Yeah, you have goats?
I don't have any right now, no.
Okay.
We had some, but they got adopted.
They get adopted
Truman's
quick.
Laying on his back.
Yeah. Legs, I take him home.
Legs and paws in the air. So cute when he goes into his little... Okay. Thanks.
Thanks, Amy. Hey, let's talk about a couple of things that are happening here before we take a break. Think Pink Pub Crawl is going to be tomorrow night. And it's going to start off downtown, and you can get... Go to Shameless O'Leary's, the Downtown Bar and Grill, Vintage Public House, Final Draft Brewing, Maxwell's Post Office, Woody's, and Club 501. You can start to crawl at Viva Downtown next to the Cascade Theater. Tickets may be purchased online at vivadowntownreading.org.
And the Think Pink calendar that you got yesterday in your bags.
Yes.
We need to
25,000 handed out.
To share a correction with you, the Veterans Day Parade is not on the day that is on the calendar.
They have it on the 3rd. It's on the 10th.
Right, which is Marine Corps birthday.
That's the same night as the Marine
so
Corps birthday
So we have
ball.
A big day. We have the parade that day and the Marine Corps ball that night. So you better.
Which reminds me, if you want tickets to the United States Marine Corps 243rd birthday ball, which is a great, great event, sponsored by the Shasta Marines and Friends, open to all branches of military and the public, it's going to be Saturday, November 10th from 5 p.m. to 6:30. Social, 6:30 mess call, 7 o'clock dinner and program. You'll be out of there by 9, but there's dancing afterwards, of course, if that's what you'd like to do. If you want a ticket, call Mike Gutierrez for an invitation and for tickets at 530-524-7595. It includes either tri-tip, roasted chicken, or vegetarian lasagna. And everything that goes along with it, there's going to be a number of things happening that day and that evening. It's going to be a great event.
And you could be a part of tradition because it's beautiful. It's a beautiful evening. It's formal. It's just wonderful to see. You know, we have a great speaker, and it's $35 a person. So, and how much for a couple?
It would be $70 for a couple, I believe. Yep.
Okay.
So $35 a person, and they have ticket price is $35. And that's a very, very reasonable price for everything that goes on that night. Okay, tonight, River Bowl, 7:30, between, of course, Enterprise and Shasta High School, the Wolves and the Hornets, brought to you by Mary's Pizza Shack, family-owned and operated. Everybody knows who Mary's Pizza Shack is. Outstanding food. They've got all types of Halloween specials, a Halloween Wednesday, $3 off pickup order. Yeah, back to school specials, they have it all. Pepsi, you name it, they have it. Dine and donate program, catering, Mary's Pizza. It's 1177 Shasta Street, right here in Reading. We'll be right back after these messages. 7:15 in the morning, 46 degrees, going to go up to 88 today. We'll be right back.
On a long and lonesome highway, east of Omaha. You can listen to the engine moaning out his one-note song. You can think about the woman or the girl you knew the night before.
His family has lived, worked, and farmed in our part of California for four generations. He's our congressman, Doug LaMalfa. Doug understands what's important, and he works against the status quo to get results. Like fighting to get aid and relief for the families of the recent fires and for sound forest management that will prevent fires in the future. Protecting Medicare so it will always be there. Defending our water rights and building new storage. Working for our veterans so they get the health care and benefits they deserve. And Doug LaMalfa knows that too many families are struggling with the high cost of living. That's why he's leading the repeal of the new gas taxes from Sacramento. Most of all, Doug is working for us to make government work better again. That's leadership with results. Congressman Doug LaMalfa. Results, not politics.
I'm Doug LaMalfa, and I approve this message.
Paid for and authorized by the Doug LaMalfa Committee.
Jerry, will you check if Dave has started his Christmas shopping yet?
You know he didn't start until December 24th last year. Of course he has not started.
That explains the PJs and the calendar I received last year.
Just for that, I think Dave owes you diamonds this year.
Oh, I like that idea. How can we make that happen?
I'm adding Gold Mart's fall clearance sale to his calendar right now.
Awesome. I just love diamonds. I'm going to Gold Mart right now to pick out items for my wish list. Thanks, Sherry.
Shop Gold Mart Fine Jewelers fall clearance sale now through October 31st on Hilltop Drive in Reading.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial. As a community, we are all recovering from the car fire. We understand the seriousness of this disaster and the frustration of dealing with the insurance companies. Insurance policies can be very difficult to understand. If you have questions about your insurance policy and need help in any way, please feel free to give us a call at 221-0441. This is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial.
Securities offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA and SIPC. Advisory services offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Judy Maxwell, representative. Maxwell Insurance and Financial and Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated are not affiliated. The information presented is intended for educational purposes only. It is not intended to replace the advice of an attorney or a qualified tax professional. This is not an offer or solicitation in any jurisdiction where they are not authorized to do business. Registered branch address, 1378 Hilltop Drive, Redding, California, 96003.
Michael and Tina are lovely people, and they're committed to our community. Those are the people that we want helping shape policy and running our communities.
His honest, down-to-earth, straightforward way of approaching things. He thinks outside the box.
Vote for Michael because he has a heart for people, and he wants to see things change. He has the education and knowledge to address our city's financial hardships, and I believe he's going to see those through.
I'm Michael DeQuisto, a candidate for Reading City Council. The biggest issue we face is a dramatic increase in quality of life crimes. One-third of the 10,000 arrests made last year came from only 300 criminals. With 300 more jail beds, we could get them off our streets. This is not a city problem or a county problem. It is a community problem and needs a community solution. If elected, I will use every available resource to give us the safe and prosperous community we deserve.
Vote Michael DeQuisto, paid for by the committee to elect Michael DeQuisto to the Reading City Council 2018.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 1460 at 20 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock, 7 o'clock this morning. Gosh, the 19th of October, 46 degrees going up to 88 today. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
Unbelievable. Hey, you know, he does the bump song and it comes in with the Doobie Brothers.
The Doobie Brothers.
Tell me something that does that song depict or bring up or conjure up a memory of a time?
Of Doobies.
No.
What?
Music.
Well, yeah. You had to be brought, you know, you had to be, but you had to live through that time.
If you can
remember the 60s, you really weren't
70.
Living. I know, I'm just saying the 60s.
Okay.
If you can remember the 60s and early 70s, you weren't living in there.
Well, we used to do cheerleading routines because I was like JV cheerleader. And then we would go to the Doobie Brothers and perform different, you know, song leading routines to the
Doobie Brothers.
Yeah, well, I mean, they were called the Doobie. Anyway, this portion of the show is brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank, where they invite you to experience how they're moving local dreams forward. And surprise, they've just opened a new branch in Red Bluff. Excited about that. So we'll give you more details on that grand opening to be announced. Hey, Carl.
What are the five things I need to know today?
Okay, I want to be talking about five things you need to know today. Number one, and I'd love to hear your comments. Saudi Arabia. The Trump administration is starting to take a tougher public stand against Saudi Arabia as evidence piles up of the kingdom's possible role in Jamal Khashoggi's apparent death. For the first time, President Trump said he believes the Washington Post columnist is probably dead, and he alluded to severe consequences for the Saudis if the country was found to be involved.
Well, this guy who was a Saudi national and he came to live in the United States was trying to get a certificate from the consulate so he could marry a Turkish lady.
Ooh.
And he walked in there, and there's all these reports that he was killed there through a overzealous intelligence officer who wanted to make his name. Now, these are all just
here,
total, oh, pulled that one out of the air that I've read. But it appears that he is dead, and this is what he says. And, it's Saudi Arabia has been an ally of ours for decades. However, if this man's killed and somebody in the royal family knew about it and this was some kind of order, then something drastically has to be done.
What if it was just somebody who overzealously
tortured this guy
and all of a sudden he died?
Well, but they've got to come to an answer on that. But there is obviously something that's happened, and it's a tough spot for the Saudis right now. I mean, to kill somebody and then dismember his body and, you know, all these other things supposedly happened and all that. I mean, we're not going to know for a while. But if they are tied to the Saudi royal family, then something does have to be done. And that's going to be up to Trump.
Okay, so that's going to be interesting to follow. Pope in North Korea, you thought President Trump and Kim Jong-un getting together was a peak at 2018. Well, as they say, you ain't seen nothing yet. North Korean leader Kim has invited Pope Francis to North Korea, and Francis is reportedly considering the offer. If the visit were to happen, it would be even more extraordinary than Kim's historic summit this year with Trump in Singapore.
I think that's interesting. I think Kim Il-sung is trying to reach out and try to, try to start repairing the identity of North Korea after all these, since 1950. Their identity has been one of of dictatorships, of death, of starvation for their people, of being just a wall when it comes to any type of change. So I applauded Trump for doing it, even though the Democrats, for some reason, were just, oh, you can't do that. Well, yeah, he can do that. And that's if it opens up the fact that North Korea becomes a more open society, and which is better for their people. I'm all for this.
All right.
Even though the Pope's under fire right now, too.
Well, number three, if you watch the news lately or paid attention to the president's Twitter feed, you know a caravan of Honduran migrants is nearing Mexico's southern border on his way to the U.S. President Trump has threatened to cut off aid to Honduras if the group doesn't turn back. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is headed to Mexico City to meet with officials there and to tell them to stop the migrants. Trump have deemed the migrants a serious threat to U.S., but CNN's Chris Cuomo urged everyone not to look at them as Trump does, as the walking dead. but as desperate people fleeing violence and seeking better economic opportunities.
Well, that's great. You know, then, Como, why don't you take five or six of them into your home, which you will never do because you are an elitist, a white elitist. So the point on this is that we are already being overrun at the border. Our guys are arresting them as fast as they can. We don't have enough places to put them. And now another group of thousands are coming this way. Now, President Trump said that he applauds Mexico. Mexico is not going to let them get to the border like that. But, you know, unfortunately, we can't help what happens in Honduras and Nicaragua and Venezuela. We can't help that. Those are socialist governments brought in by the vote of the people, and now they're reaping that right now. Mm-hmm. They're reaping the whirlwind of that. So I don't understand this point of, oh, we could just have to take these people. No, we don't. We do not have to take these people. We have laws. We have ways of people coming into this country. And I can promise you, if the Democrats take control of the House, you can forget the wall. You can forget ICE. You can forget trying to hold the border safe. And, you know, if around here we can vote our one vote. You know, we have, you know, Congressman LaMalfa and this. However, other places, this is just what we're going to be facing over the next 8 years.
Well, they're saying that there's 2,000 that left Guatemala City on October 18th, and they made their way north towards the United States. Many have more than the 2,000 Hondurans in a migrant caravan trying to wend its way to the United States, left spontaneously with little more than clothes on their backs and what they could quickly throw into backpacks.
I'm sorry, not my problem. You know, when people go, oh, gosh, you know, don't you feel? I do. I do feel for them. I also feel for my country. I also feel for the fact for the rule of law. The rule of law says this. You're not a nation if you can't protect your borders. And if people just come across willy-nilly or anytime they want to, or we make this into some kind of sanctuary nation, we're not going to be able to provide that access to people. It's just going to suck us dry.
Number four, clergy is sex abuse. The Justice Department is investigating the Catholic Church
for the first time
in Pennsylvania and Buffalo, New York, in what could become the biggest federal inquiries into sexual abuse by clergy in the U.S. Seven of the eight Catholic dioceses in Pennsylvania have been subpoenaed.
As long as it's not a witch hunt.
Right.
As long as we don't get back into this witch hunt like they did with Kavanaugh. As long as it's not a witch hunt.
Right.
As long as it's done appropriately, and if there's a systematic abuse of people through these dioceses, you have got to root it out. It's the only thing the Catholic Church needs is to have faith back in their priest, mm-hmm. In the clergy there.
Okay, number five. Winter is coming. Sort of. It could be a milder than normal winter for much of the U.S. The NOAA said its seasonal forecast above average temps are predicted for the Pacific Northwest through the Northern Plains and Northeast. Less snow is predicted for the Great Lakes and portions of the Northern Rockies and Northern Plains. Only the South and Mid-Atlantic could get more snow than normal over the next few months.
We may get rain Tuesday.
All right.
I don't know. You know, I'm going to go back my last minute and a half here. Is how unfair the media has been to the Trumps on this case. You know, they make this big thing that Trump said something about Stormy Daniels, and yet they didn't say one word when they had this video that portrayed Melania doing a strip in the Oval Office by a woman that looked like her. Oh, this was big, you know. Oh, gosh, not one person condemned that. Yet he says something. He called Stormy Daniels horse-faced. You know what? Okay, probably shouldn't have done that. But the point is that it's not fair. I mean, why didn't anybody condemn that? And then, okay, I want to finish this on a positive note. There's a young man here in Reading by the name of David Harris Jr. And you know David Harris.
Oh, yes.
He has been invited to be one of the keynote speakers at the Young Black Leadership Summit in Washington, D.C.
Oh, wow. Congratulations.
And you know, David's been on the show before, and I want to have him back on again. But he's also been invited to a reception at the White House. Now, he doesn't know if Trump's going to be there.
Mm-hmm.
And he's able to take his wife and his daughters to it, and 20 and 22. So I think that's kind of cool. He says they're not very political, but he is a black conservative. And I tell you what, you talk about fighting the battles, and David Harris Jr. does that. And he is a Christian, and he's a businessman, And he's, like I said, one of the 10 black leaders that have been chosen.
That's great.
To speak at the summit that starts next Tuesday and goes through Sunday.
That's fantastic. Congratulations.
Isn't that fantastic? Yeah, David.
Right here from Reading. Love it.
We're very, very, very proud of you. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, let's take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by
Crackmaster Windshield and Repair. Go in and, you know, if you've got a chip or a crack, and we've been saying that, we've been driving around with a little bit of both in the truck, just take it in there. The guy, Jeff Wurst, who's really and has the utmost of integrity, veteran-owned business, by the way, works by himself right there on 273. Go in and get your windshield crack or chip repaired. You know where to go, or give him a call at 241-8373. He's located 3208 South Market Street. We'll be right back on KTNR 1460.
Very hard-working person, and he listens to his people.
David Kehoe is one of the most honest public servants that I have ever seen.
As a third-generation U.S. Army veteran, I support Supervisor David Kehoe for re-election because of his unfailing support of our veterans.
The best quality about Dave is that he is so approachable.
You just couldn't ask for a better supervisor than him.
I'm David Kehoe, candidate for Supervisor, District 1. I'm firmly committed to a safer community by increasing jail beds and supporting law enforcement. As your supervisor, I have a record of voting for jobs and economic development to help increase revenue for public safety. I will always strive to improve the safety and quality of life for the people of Shasta County. I welcome your support and vote.
Paid for by Kehoe for Shasta County Supervisor 2018.
You'll find all your favorite table games at Wind River Resort and Casino. We'll make each gaming experience better than your last. Check out our monthly blackjack races, 500 cash up for grabs, and 500 free slot play. Come explore our exciting table games. Our friendly dealers provide premier gaming action 24 hours a day. More games, more ways to win, more fun. Wind River Resort and Casino. For all the table games details, download the Wind River app. It's playtime all the time at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Your story begins here. Start yours today. Wind River Resort and Casino can make your dreams a reality. From our experienced staff, full setup and cleanup, on-site catering, full-service spa, luxurious hotel, and certified wedding and event planner. Come see what we have to offer. We guarantee you'll be amazed. Our group sales team can set up any room arrangement needed to suit your conference or meeting needs. Book your event today. Call 530-339-7454 or visit windriver.com. It's better at the river.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
Well, Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studio of KCNR 1460. Where are you spending that lotto money? This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, one of the only fully serviced, full-service jewelry stores in Reading with a watch repairman. They've got it all there. They can design it, build it, bring in gems from all over the world. Four Winds Jewelry, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. We're here with Rob Burrows, retired senior chief of the Navy, who, of course, is also the man behind the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center. And it's been going on since I've been here, and you just keep moving forward, moving forward, moving forward.
Well,
you move back, you know, you take a bump in the road, but then you move forward again.
Well, you know, that's how it is. It's just like when we're in Iraq. We take a hit, and we just keep on pressing forward. Yeah. The mission, just because you take a hit doesn't mean that the mission comes to an end. You just keep pressing forward and finding another way to accomplish the goal.
That's right. And now you've got something big coming up on the 27th, a week from this weekend.
We do. Right around the corner, we have the Monster Mash Bash. It's next Saturday, the 27th. Starts at 5 o'clock in the evening. Dinner starts at about 6:30 with the beginning of the program. It is a costume contest evening. So if you want to come dressed up, we'd like to invite you to dress up. Have a good time. You know, we've gone through these fires and all these issues. And we're just kind of having this as a really nice community event. Come out. Have a beautiful dinner. Everything is supporting the museum. And our other programs, you know, because of the car fire, we lost about a $14,000 grant for our Homeward Bound program. And that's where we ship packages overseas and we feed families at Christmas time with meals at Thanksgiving and Christmas. So all of the auction items that we'll be doing that night will be going to the funding for that will go to Homeward Bound and our Silver Star Widows program. And that'll help feed the families during the holiday season. So it's a good portion of it's going to the museum, but we have to continue to take care of our veterans and our widows through this program, and this is how we're helping to raise money to do that.
Oh, absolutely.
So we want to invite you to come out and be a part of this and help take care of our veterans and their spouses in our community.
And we have some tickets we're going to be giving away over the next week so that you and one other person can attend.
Yes.
And then the only thing you have to do, though, is you have to buy at least $20 worth of raffle tickets.
Well, that works.
You know, yeah, you don't have to do that. But if you did, it'd be great because you're going to have dinner, you're going to have dancing, you're going to have watching Rob Burrows run around in circles.
That's right, and I do it well.
He does that well, and he leaps a lot trying to make things happen.
Well, I think we should have a veteran Uber driver.
You know, that'd be great. But
that would take you reserve him or her, and you reserve them for the night so that you can do the hop, but you start here and you end here.
That could order too.
Yeah, let's see that. We'll order that.
Because Linda's talking about she and her girlfriends are going to go get dressed up that night.
That's right.
So
and you could
I'm
be
sure.
our driver, but go
but,
ahead.
But now yeah, he's sure now he's engaged at our.
I could
yeah.
I could dress like Kato.
So it's the Monster Mash Bash, October 27th. I love this Anderson VFW, and again, you like you said, barbecue dinner, live auction. What are the auction items?
Oh, we have all kinds of things. We have some really beautiful jewelry that's going to be there. Mm. We have some really nice firearms from Bastiani Arms.
Ooh.
And they always take really good care of us over there at Bastiani. So, you know, we want to make sure that we have those. So we're going to have
Bastiani
in the auction
arms.
And through our drawing tables. So even there's going to be a firearm in our general drawing.
Mm-hmm.
So even if you buy a general drawing, you'll be able to have opportunity.
Right.
So
you drop your ticket in and see what
firearms.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah, all kinds of really good stuff and opportunities.
Okay, that sounds like fun. Okay.
Well, you know, Bastiani Arms is always there to help, and you know, in the veterans' events, can't say enough about John and Sarah. Now, talk to us about.
I'm going to give tickets away.
Well, we will. If we want to do it right now.
Yeah.
We've got two tickets for the Monster Mash Bash Saturday, October 27th, from 5 p.m. to 10 p.m. in Anderson at the VFW Hall, and I promise you, you're going to have just a great, great time. Just give us a call at 605-4567 if you're up there awake and going. Oh, yeah, I could do that.
Yeah,
you don't have to have a costume,
no, you don't.
But you can. And it's going to such a great cause, the Veterans Museum, but also for those families that need help during the Christmas season. Plus, we're sending a bunch of packages over to our deployed warriors
right.
over
and,
there.
You know, with the fire really took away from our entire community, not just the loss, but also took away the giving opportunity for a lot of people because they gave to the fire victims, which is very important. And so, you know, we've held this event off for almost 2 months so that we could let people kind of regenerate a little bit and come back out. And that's one of the reasons that we're actually going to be giving some of these tickets away is because we want to get people reengaged. And since the museum's been kind of undercover since we've been doing all this rebuilding and everything, we want to get them reinvolved to see exactly what we're doing in the community to honor our veterans and to help take care of them. So this is a great way to get people involved, have them come out and have a nice evening. and support a wonderful program taking care of our veterans here in the community and helping to honor our veterans who have passed by utilizing the museum to honor them. And so this is so important for us,
right. Right?
Just to keep pressing forward regardless of everything else that's taken place.
And people, our beautiful listeners, we just offer 2 free tickets for October 27th to come and
tri-tip dinners.
Yeah, 5:30 to 10.
5:30 to 10. We'll get these. It's still a bit early. It's a Friday. We're walking on this. Okay, but tell us about what's going on. Okay, now you're getting ready to open up the annex. Do you call it an annex?
No, it's actually the archive repository in the museum offices.
Okay. You're getting ready to open that up, though, on December 7th.
We are going to try for a December 7th soft opening. We have passed all of our inspections. We are down to a final inspection. So we are finishing the painting, finishing all the exit signs, getting all the fire equipment taken care of, and getting everything ready to go. And then we'll be calling the city back for an inspection and find out how close we are. So far, we've been able to pass every inspection up front. Mm-hmm. And so we have just been busting our tails to make sure that we get this together in the community. And it's finally, you know, we spent multiple hours of our volunteers in putting this together. It's all volunteer work. Nobody's getting paid. And it's a labor of love for all of us on the staff and those that have stepped up. We have many businesses in the community who have donated. And they're actually too numerous to name all their names. And I'd forget somebody for sure if I tried to name them.
Then they get upset.
But they know who they are. And,
sure.
And we appreciate every single bit that they do to help us move this forward. Because a donation in kind to us is money that we don't have to raise. And sometimes that's really critical, especially at certain times of the building process.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you have the property already for the museum itself.
All of our permits and everything have been paid for. The Shasta County, we are waiting for Shasta County at this time to give us a groundbreaking date so that we can begin grading. So really the ball is in the county's ballpark.
Mm-hmm.
We're waiting for them. They said that now because they've had the fire, it set the system back about 6 to 8 months. So instead of us being able to break ground in November, maybe April, May, June, July.
Well, it's winter anyway. So you could get rain. So maybe it's one of those things that they say, okay, you can do it in this day in March or April.
Well, the biggest thing is once we get the opportunity and they say yes, mm-hmm. we can advertise a yes.
Yes,
so
that's true.
So that's the biggest factor right there. So we want people to know that when that date happens, that we're planning.
So how long have they had the plans?
They have had the plans now for almost 8 months.
Okay, they've had the plans for 8 months at the county?
Yes.
And they haven't come back and said, you need to change this, you need to change that?
No, they accepted everything straight up.
And they just haven't said yes?
We're still waiting for an archaeological. We're waiting for them.
Is that on your side or their side?
That's their side. So that comes out of Chico State. So, you know, it's bureaucracy. We're waiting for the bureaucracy once again.
Who's your county supervisor?
That's Les Baugh.
And what's Les say about this?
Yeah, they're working on it.
8 months.
To break ground. So we can move dirt.
Just so they can say yes. Whether you break ground that day or not.
Correct.
Just to say yes so you can do it.
And we passed our environmental already. So, you know, we've covered some major hurdles except for mm-hmm. the fact that we're still waiting for bureaucracy.
Gee. And if I might call Les again and say, Les, it's been 8 months, buddy. We're trying to break ground here or spend money in your district. Okay, that's just me. I know.
Okay,
make so many phone calls.
Right.
That's right.
Right.
Okay, everybody. The big thing, though, is next week from Saturday is the big Monster Mash in Anderson at the VFW. The money is going to, of course, for the Northern California Veterans Museum and Historical Center, but also to help those touched by the fire and also to be able to send packages over to our troops that are deployed, whether they're deployed in Afghanistan or they're deployed to North Carolina.
That's right. We still send them a box.
We still send them a box because they're away from home during that time. So this is going to be a great event, and it's going to start at 5 p.m., and it's going to go to 10, and it's going to be costumes if you want. If not, you know.
It's just going to be a really nice evening.
It's going to be a nice evening. We're going to give away tickets, but we want you all to sign up also and come on in. And we have a table for 8 people, and we want to fill that up, so we'll also be doing that.
Great.
Okay, Rob, thank you so much for what you do.
Well, you know, it's
it's not easy.
We're not out blowing the trumpet all the time because we're too busy working underneath the scenes. So,
yeah, I mean,
that's the only way to do it.
I came over the other day, and you were, You were in the midst of doing...
I was roofing my house before it started raining.
Roofing your house. That's what it was. I said, where is he? Well, he's on roofies today. And I'm looking at him. Well, yeah, he's roofing his house.
Well, I had to get it done before it started raining.
Oh, yeah.
And it's, you know, I've been putting it off for all these other museum projects, and it's almost to the point where it's like, I got to go roof my house. It's got to get done this fall before it starts raining real heavy, because we know it's right around the corner.
Maybe next Tuesday.
Yeah.
It may start next Tuesday, buddy.
We're looking forward to it. Well, you know, we had a fire at the museum property yesterday.
No.
They burned up 3 acres there at the museum property right there on Ronda Road.
I did see where there was a fire out there. But yeah.
They're not sure what started it, but it burned up all of the lower acreage of the museum properties. Now I don't have to weed eat it. Fortunately, it didn't get the houses or any of the buildings. But, you know, and they don't know if it's part of this arson deal that's going on in Cottonwood. I mean, that's the north part of Cottonwood and just all the things that are going on down there. But fortunately, we didn't lose any assets.
Do you live in Anderson?
I live in Cottonwood.
You live in Cottonwood.
I do.
This got everybody pretty excited in there, huh?
Well, especially when they burn people alive in their homes.
Yeah.
I mean, people are scared for their lives, literally, in the small community of Cottonwood. And we've been trying to do everything we can with our community watch and people in the community to keep an eye on that and find out what's going on.
You know, and I understand there was a 90-year-old World War II veteran that his house also caught on fire down there. And luckily, his dog woke him up.
Right.
He lost a lot of his stuff, a lot of memorabilia in there. But, again, this is just terrible.
Well, just think of the memorabilia that was lost in a car fire.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just what a loss of historical items that people had. I mean, over 1,000 homes and all of those different things that they had collected and had.
Yeah.
Just gone.
We know people that had one of the oldest shoes known in mankind. I think there's like 87 of them in this one find, and they had one of them, and it's burnt.
Yes.
Gone.
Yes. Fire is just devastation.
Yeah. Okay. Senior Chief Rob Burrows, we're going to be pushing the Monster Mash. Monster Mash Bash in Anderson next Saturday, okay?
All right,
you take care, buddy.
Thank you very much.
We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Every year, Goldmark Fine Jewelry customers have enjoyed our fall clearance sale, finding everything from that matching band to go with their engagement ring to that absolutely perfect vintage piece. Once again, we've brought together the best selection of one-of-a-kind items, priced them to move, and now's the time to act. The sale has begun, and you'll have till the end of the month to save, better than Black Friday or online sales. Hurry, make time to visit our massive showroom. If you wait too long, your neighbor will snag that piece you've always wanted. Goldmark Fine Jewelry on Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Paid for by Brian Daly for Assembly, 2018.
Since going to the state legislature in Sacramento, Brian Daly has kept his promise to the people of Northern California. Brian's focused his time and energy on creating jobs while voting against regulations and taxes. Brian has worked across party lines to save our rural hospitals, skilled nursing facilities, and biomass plants and programs that actually produce jobs for young people. Brian even hosted over 100 legislators to the North State to educate them on our rural way of life. And as a testament to Brian's integrity and work ethic, Brian was elected by his peers to be minority leader in the legislature. But there's still much to do, and problems still need solving. So let's re-elect Brian Daly to the State Assembly on November 6th.
For over 45 years, the Original Clydes TV is the place people turn to for locally owned, name brand recognition and offering home delivery service. You know that you're getting the best quality with Clydes TV. Clydes has it all, from home stereo systems to 150-inch televisions. We are an authorized DISH network provider. Not only will you be getting competitive prices on your home electronics, but Clyde's knowledgeable staff will install your home entertainment system to your specifications.
I'm Clyde, and I've been serving in North State for over 45 years. I'm an authorized Klipsch, Yamaha, Sony, Samsung, and LG dealer. We offer setup and even haul away your old electronics free of charge. If you're looking for that hard-to-find video audio accessory, we have it. We offer discounts to military personnel. Come see us at Clyde's Enterprises, located at 1250 Hartnell Avenue here in Reading.
We learned it the hard way. Wildland fire is effective life for us. The only real protection for your home and property is defensible space. Remove ladder fuels, brush, and trees that can take the fire right into your house. But cleaning up your landscape is a big job, and Cal North Forestry is up to the task. They are the professionals. Cal North Forestry. Give your home the best chance at survival. For a free estimate, call 209-9473. 209-9473. After the fires, the odds are that your HVAC system is now loaded with ash and contamination that will fill your house every time you start your heating system in the weeks ahead. Now's the time to get that ductwork cleaned and sanitized for your family's health. For more than a quarter century, Clean Air Duct Cleaning has been giving homeowners peace of mind every time their system comes on. Right now, Chris is offering up to 12 vents cleaned for $250. Get all the details at 356-4435. That's 356-4435.
Here is a man asking the question, is this really the end of the world?
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios, KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Butt. Good morning, everybody. Oh, my goodness, so much going on. This portion of the show brought to you by Home Helpers. Home Helpers, whether it's 2 hours a day or 24 hours a day, Sharon Clark can help you. Give her a call. If you've got somebody that's been injured in a fall, or maybe just a surgery, or, you know, they after the car fire, the, you know, loved ones have moved in with you and maybe need a little more help, Sharon Clark can help you with this. She can assist you. Learn more at ReadingHomeHelpers.com or give them a call at 226-8350. Remember, there's no place like home.
Jamie Lee Curtis.
She's
coming back.
She's
for
back.
Another
okay.
Halloween.
Now,
$7.7 million for just a preview on Thursday night. They're
okay.
expecting this
now,
to be the biggest smash
now here's,
over the weekend.
Okay, this and Jared's just not going to like this. This movie is a, you know, they're saying it's a sneaky conservative movie. Because,
really?
Oh, yeah. Here's Jamie. She's saying it's been 40 years. Her daughter thinks that she's wacko. Her mom doesn't even want to talk to her because she says Michael Myers is coming back. And these people are interviewing him. And the government is saying, hey, he is a government. He's protected by the government. He cannot be injured. And he is a government ward. He cannot be injured. And she has got a safe room under the house. She's got guns. She's got it all. And when he comes out, she just looks at these guys and say, well, what do you say about this? She says, he's evil. Evil must be killed. That tells you what's going on. Oh, yeah. So this one is, you know, of course, you know, the Rex Reed goes, I don't like it. I don't like it. But.
Well, do you remember the first time? Let's go back a little history since
Halloween's
coming up. No, when did you, I mean, literally Halloween's coming up, but when did you see, Jared, do you have a first time? Did you ever see it? And Carl, I want to hear your stories of when you first saw
Halloween.
Did you know what it was? Did you know what it was going to be about?
Oh, yeah, we'd seen the commercials, but it was still, you know, I mean, when, it was 40 years ago. Come on. I was 30.
Well, I can remember distinctly.
Probably scared you.
Where I was and how it was a double feature, snuck in, didn't even know it was there behind another movie that had Jacqueline Bisset in it. It was like, here's a Jacqueline Bisset movie. You know, I used to go see matinees or go see stuff in North Hollywood all the time. They had a, you know, theater, like a five thing over by Sears in North Hollywood. And there was nothing, the mention of Halloween. It was just stuck in as a double feature. And let me tell you, I don't like scary films, that I had sweat down to my waist. I was holding on to the seat, and so afterwards my body hurt because I was so stressed out from this film that just you didn't know it was going
to
come.
Did that,
and it
you
was,
think it had anything to do with the fact that your brother used to scare you at night?
Yes.
When you were growing up. Okay,
yes.
Jared, do you remember Halloween? Did you remember seeing it?
I've never seen it.
I've never seen
Freddy Krueger movies or the Halloween movies.
I like a Freddy Krueger movie. Okay, now I understand. I was talking to Jared earlier about it. If you have Netflix, there's a series called The Haunting of Hill House. It's a series on Netflix that I haven't seen it yet, but the reviews, everyone who reviews on it, or people are terrified when they watched it. One person said, I couldn't sleep at night. Another one said, I almost threw up I don't know what this is about, but it's supposed to be extremely terrifying.
Okay, gives fans a whole new kind of reimagining. The Shirley Jackson's iconic novel, The Haunting of Hill House, explores a group of siblings who as children grew up in what would go on to become the most famous haunted house in the country, now adults, and forced back together in the face of tragedy. The family must finally confront the ghost of their past, some of which still lurk in their minds, while others may actually be stalking the shadows of Hill House. But they're saying this, that there's anxiety, vomiting, and loss of sleep from watching this show.
Now, would you watch something like that?
Those headlines right there make people want to, oh, yeah, I'm tough. You watch me. I'm not going to puke.
I know that. I probably won't be playing this while you're in the room.
Oh, no.
No, no. Okay. All right, let's move on. Speaking of violence, let's talk about Democrats.
Okay, here's me and my mom are watching.
Wait a minute.
Wait, no. Just please. This is a decade under the influence. This is a tweet from somebody. Me and my mom are watching The Haunting of Hill House, and something just slammed in my kitchen. We thought somebody came in the house, so I die. This show did it. I could throw up right now. This is just unacceptable.
I can't wait for season two. You know, I mean, this is the way people are.
Okay, I'm sorry. You know,
all right. Well, I'm talking about there's two more Republicans that were campaigning that were assaulted by people, and it seems like it's getting to be. I mean, we have a professor from a university that says when you see a Republican, you just go up into their, you go up and you just don't get in their face. You put your fingers in their salad, and then you take their food. You get a go box, and you put their food in the go
is that
box.
What he said,
and,
really?
Yeah, he said this, and this is from a university professor.
He should be expelled.
And the university goes, look, this is not what we do not support or condone violence or telling people to do these kind of things. But these are professors at universities you're hearing saying this. And then you're hearing, like I said, people talking about, pushing people, don't let them have dinner, don't let them go into a store, don't let confrontation. I don't see our leadership like Schumer or Clinton or any of the ones like that, you know, saying, hey, violence is wrong. Let's just tone it down here. We don't need to destroy things. We don't need to hit people. You know, okay, on both sides, you know. Yes, Trump last night was talking about body slam. The Republican who body slammed a reporter. Okay. It's that like that, too. But you'll get one of those on the Republicans, and you'll get like 20 on the Democrat side. And it didn't used to – Jared, did it used to be like this? Jared's going – he's refusing to speak to me this morning. He does not have a comment on this. But you know what? To me, the violence is picking up. And I don't understand the reasons for this violence. We have Antifa. We have the Proud Boys. We have, I mean, all this when they're slamming each other down in Portland. Portland has become, if I lived in Portland, I'd be concerned about the safety of just being in the city, much less parts of the city where they've let Antifa take over, hold areas down there. And they've shown that where they've, you know, they've assaulted people. Because they've taken over directing traffic on streets, and the police are watching this, and the mayor is telling them to back off. We don't have enough people to control all this. There's something going on when you have this much violence, and either a lackluster or an inability, or an unwillingness to confront this. Whether you know what, I tell you what, it to me, if the Ku Klux Klan was marching down the street, I think they could find enough people to stop it. If the Ku Klux Klan wanted to take over an area down there and direct traffic, I think you could find enough people to stop it. I mean, people would stand up to do that. And the police would have it. They'd call in the National Guard if they had to. I don't understand why they haven't done this with Antifa. Anyway, but that's just me. And Reading, the biggest thing we have to worry about Reading is it going to rain Tuesday or not?
Well, that's not true. Yesterday we did have, I was at a luncheon and somebody who owns a business sat down, and boy, do we hear about the troubles from downtown. The fencing, thank God, that's going to be going up around, you know, the park,
South
around
City
Tiger
Park.
Yeah. But how many people are moving? These are all business people who can choose to be here, have opportunities to not live here. And I was very surprised to hear what was coming out of their mouths about trying to get doctors and so-and-so to move to town. And the biggest fear for some of the women are about their children's safety in Reading.
Wow. Okay, hey, look, we've run out of time. We've got to take a break here for the news. Dr. Kara Tennant will join us on the other side. We'll be right back.
The news is brought to you on KCNR, Shasta, Redding by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Redding. Tobacco and Brew, open 7 days a week.
Charge that Democrats are soft on border protection and up the ante, telling his audience that Democrats or their allies are supporting a caravan of Central American migrants currently traveling north toward the U.S. border.
They like it. They also figure everybody coming in is going to vote Democrat.
Trump was in Montana to promote Republican U.S. Senate candidate Matt Rosendale, who's challenging incumbent Democrat Senator John Tester. I'm Mike Grossia.
Used home sales fell for the sixth straight month in September. The National Association of Realtors says sales declined 3.4% last month, the biggest monthly drop in 2.5 years. America's outgoing U.N. ambassador suggests that some are too quick to label their political opponents evil. Nikki Haley takes issue with that.
In South Sudan, where rape is routinely used as a weapon of war, that is evil. In Syria, where the dictator uses chemical weapons to murder innocent children, that is evil. In North Korea, where American student Otto Warmbier was tortured to death, that was evil. In the last 2 years, I've seen true evil.
Parts of waterlogged central Texas can't seem to catch a break. More rain expected into the weekend. Flooding of historic proportions blamed for at least 2 deaths. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow up 166 points. NASDAQ better by 75. The S&P up 22 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Happened. You used to go hours without visiting the bathroom. Now it seems like you're constantly getting up to go, and you're even getting up at night to go. This is not okay. Listen, the makers of Super Beta Prostate, the number one prostate formula, are introducing a new wonder pill, Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced, with three key ingredients that are great for your prostate. It's like taking three prostate supplements in one. To celebrate, we're sending free bottles to men who want to cut down on bathroom trips. Yes, your first 30-day supply is free. Pay shipping and handling. Just dial #250 on your mobile phone and say the keyword Wonder Pill. Early research suggests that an ingredient in P3 Advanced may help support a normal prostate size. Combine that with a reduction in bathroom trips, and you have a formula you'd be crazy not to try. Try P3 Advanced free. Dial #250 on your mobile phone and say the keyword Wonder Pill. Again, dial #250 and say the keyword Wonder Pill.
Afghanistan's election commission has postponed tomorrow's elections in Kandahar province for a week following a deadly attack that killed at least 2 senior provincial officials, including its powerful police chief.
General Abdul Razak was the chief of police in Kandahar and renowned as a powerful opponent of the Taliban in the south of Afghanistan, where the militant group are at their strongest. He was killed yesterday in a shooting targeting a meeting of senior security officials by a rogue member of the local governor's security team. A spokesman for the Afghan president said that voting in the province would be delayed by a week in line with the wishes of the people. Afghanistan's long-delayed parliamentary elections are due to take place tomorrow, though the build-up has been marred by violence.
That's the BBC's Sukunder Kermani reporting. And once again on Wall Street, Dow up 166. News and analysis at townhall.com. The National Weather Service long-range outlook for the winter includes a wetter than normal December and January for parts of the east.
Basically from most of Virginia and then dip down through central Georgia, Alabama, Mississippi. That area is going to be likely to be wetter than normal this winter. That's also southern, so most likely it's rain. But it includes the Washington, D.C. area, the Philadelphia area, and just pretty much close just south of New York City.
That's science writer Seth Borenstein. An Alabama woman says a man broke into her house, made himself breakfast, took a bath, and washed his clothes. Mary Royster tells WAAY-TV she came home to find the man who wouldn't leave, telling her he was waiting for the clothes to dry. 31-year-old Tyler Love, now in the Limestone County Jail, facing a charge of burglary. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, everybody. 5.5 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock here on the 19th of October, 2018. The news is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. Enhanced walk-in humidor. Great customer service. We love it down there. And stand by. Don't get in my way. Here comes the red F-150 down the road to buy the lotto tickets down there to win nearly $1 billion. What a party. We'll have everybody in Reading will be invited. Everybody, it'll be a block. No. It'll be a citywide party. I'm just going to throw like $500,000 on the table and just say, okay, everybody, we'll have food trucks, we'll have beer on the streets, we'll bring in extra police, you know, we'll have the police can drink too. You know, it's just going to be a great time. Anyway.
You know what happens, I'm sure, for many people who we don't know anybody personally, but maybe the people who've won the big, you know, jackpot lottery really don't come forward for a while because they're nervous about this onslaught of people. And you'll have a long-lost cousin 5,000 times removed that will come and say, I'm dying. I need money from my baby. He's dying. You know, kind of like the most devastating thing you could think of. But anyway, so that's why you start a foundation. And just send them to the foundation.
Okay.
Hey, currently 49. It's going to be 49. It is 49 degrees. Excuse me. And our highs today will be 90 with our lows of 49. Tomorrow calls for a high of 88 with clear sky, sunny. And our lows will be 50. Sunday calls for 84, sunny skies with our lows of around 50. And Monday, 82. Tuesday, chance of rain with 76. Wednesday will be 75. Again, we've got chance of cloudy skies and chance of showers. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday of next week. And the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. We love them, locally owned, and they've been our weather sponsor for a long time, and we just think they're great. Let's go to the phones with our wonderful Wells Fargo advisor, Susan Eastman. Good morning, everyone.
Major averages are attempting a rebound this morning. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 166 points at 25,547. The S&P 500 is positive 18 points at 2,787, and the NASDAQ composite trading higher up 70 points at 7,555. Active stocks on the NASDAQ, Advanced Micro Devices, down 22 cents, trading at 26.37. PayPal Holdings up $6.96 at 84.57. Apple up 4.41 at 220.62. For local stocks of interest, Walmart positive 30 cents. At 96.46, AT&T positive 35 cents, trading at 32.85, PG&E positive 22 cents at 48.46. In the bond department, the 10-year Treasury note is priced to yield 3.18%. And over to commodities, gold is at 40 cents at 1,230 per ounce, silver positive 7 cents at 14.73, and crude oil up 84 cents, trading at $69 a barrel. And I have a trivia for you today.
Okay, we're ready.
Today marks 31 years since the 1987 market crash known as Black Monday, when the Dow cratered 22% in one day.
Ooh.
That was a very bad day.
Wow.
But we're still holding on here.
I bet they kept people up overnight.
But this is positive news today. It sounds like everything's
for a couple of nights.
Yeah, but it sounds like everything's up, Susan. Like, well, it looks like even if it's 22 cents here or 20... Hey, if stock is rising.
We're still holding. That's right.
Yeah.
We'll see more volatility throughout the year.
I'm sure we will.
We will be here. Have a great day.
Susan Eastman, that's Vice President of
Investments over at Wells Fargo Advisors and Financial Advisor. She is, if you want somebody to take a look at what you've got, you know, your investments, and take a new look at it, somebody with fresh eyes, it's Susan Eastman. She knows what she's doing. 2705 Park Marina Drive. Give her a call. 243-7561. And let's go to Joe Adamson's at Adamson's Peak Performance.
Owner of 25 years celebrating. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning. Adams and Speaker Farm is the global epicenter.
The epicenter. Transformation. The epicenter
now,
of physical transformation.
Now, Monday night you had an open house, and you're talking about, in fact, we have a fitness buff with us this morning, so I want you to share with us quickly. I know you're going to do your fit tip, but sure. You have the only gym in Reading to have this kind of heart monitor.
Well, there may be one other that has the system, but yeah, it's a great system. You wear a heart rate monitor that actually has a memory chip in it, so that everything that you're doing activity wise while you have that monitor on, even if it's out hiking a mountain somewhere, is recorded. And that monitor not only records the heart rate, but it records the various zones of the heart rate, so the various percentages of maximum heart rate, and it credits you with more points if you're in some of the higher zones. So as you get more sophisticated with your training, you can actually, you know, base some of your training off of heart rate, sometimes working out at lower ranges, sometimes higher ranges. And the fun thing, if you're wearing it in the gym, is your heart rate is actually shown up on the screen. We've got a couple screens in the gym, and so you might look up and see, you know, a half dozen or a dozen different heart rates going up there, and it's kind of fun to see who's in what zone and what, you know, everybody's, you know, we're giving each other nicknames and things, and it's just it really creates some gamification and just makes it fun.
Well, I would do that, except I don't want to scare everybody. And it goes at very low, and it drops. And so it's like, better go check Bot over there on the bicycle over there. He's either not working hard enough, or he just died. So anyway,
he's in the black.
He's in the black zone over there. Carl, you get on the bike, you're supposed to pedal. You just don't sit there and listen to music. Oh, okay, God. You know what? You got to make up your mind. I'm trying to work into this. Okay, I'm on the bike. Come on. Anyway, what's our fit tip today, buddy?
Well, actually, what you just said is a perfect lead-in to my tip today. My tip is to start slow and to use gradual progression. Oftentimes, people get, you know, start a new routine, and they just go all out and you know, they're giving it 100%. There's no room to improve from there. So start really slow. If whatever you're capable of, maybe start at, you know, 70 or 80% of that. For example, if you can go out and run 3 miles and you're going to start a new running program, start with 2, you know. And then the second piece of the tip is to use nice, gradual, slow progression. So if you start out running 2 miles and even if you only added a tenth of a mile a week, think what happens over the course of a year or even a half a year. You know, over the course of a year, you'd be running, you know, 7 miles by the time, you know, the year is over. But the progressions are just so gradual, you don't even know what's happening. So if you incorporate those principles, you know, you're going to have fewer injuries. You're not going to get burnout. You're going to have a lot of fun when you're training because you're going to be going, you're going to be seeing new, you know, new heights every single week. You know, wow, I achieved this week. So that's a lot of fun when you're seeing improvement on a weekly basis. So start really slow and use really gradual, systematic progression.
Okay, Joe. Well, thank you.
Joe,
you know, I realize now what my problem has been, because I would start really slow, and then I would gradually taper off. So I was going the wrong direction. That's why I started with 2 miles and finished with.
You need a personal trainer.
I need a personal trainer. That's right. Okay.
Somebody motivate you.
Joe, thank you so much. Anderson Peak Performance.
Thanks. Talk to you later.
Great place to go to.
Our
gym of choice there. Yeah, that's right. Okay. Now we got to take a break. We haven't gotten to our guest yet, Dr. Kara Tenna. He's sitting over there just having a great time.
Dr. Kara Tenna. Hey, we're going to be talking about Halloween.
Athlete.
We're going to talk about things to look out for and all things pets.
As soon as we get back.
With our veteran veterinarian.
This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. If Judy doesn't know about it, it doesn't exist. Give her a call, 221-0441, located at 1378 Hilltop Drive, right next to Members First Credit Union. Maxwell Insurance and Financial. We'll be right back with Dr. Kara Tenna of Care Animal Hospital.
Mary, will you check if Dave has started his Christmas shopping yet?
You know he didn't start until December 24th last year. Of course he has not started.
That explains the PJs and the calendar I received last year.
Just for that, I think Dave owes you diamonds this year.
Oh, I like that idea. How can we make that happen?
I'm adding Gold Mart's fall clearance sale to his calendar right now.
Awesome. I just love diamonds. I'm going to Gold Mart right now to pick out items for my wish list. Thanks, Sherry.
Shop Gold Mart Fine Jewelers fall clearance sale now through October 31st on Hilltop Drive in Reading.
I'm Francie Sullivan, Vice Mayor of the City of Reading. During my term, we've worked hard to make Reading as safe and clean as possible while never spending money we don't have. I've supported every financially feasible aspect of the Blueprint for Public Safety. There's just so much we can't control. State laws have put limits on who can be arrested. Jail space is limited and controlled by the county with their own budget problems. Prevention is our best tool. Every part of city government is focused on making our city safer. Need advice on better lighting for your home or business? RU will help. Our park staff works constantly to partner with everyone from trail groups to private businesses to fill our parks with families. Think food trucks and Carnegie Park, or the bike pump park near the pool at Caldwell, or the volcano at Enterprise. And it's working. Crime went down in the last 6 months in Reading. It's not good enough. I want to keep working to make our city safer. I need your vote. I'm Francie Sullivan. I approve this message, which is paid for by the committee to elect Sullivan for City Council in 2018.
Are you struggling financially? Swallowed up in debt? Are you looking to buy a house but are not sure of your credit standing?
What does that credit score even...
Why are there three different bureaus?
What score is most important?
Looking for a local expert?
Give me, Joe Radola, a call. Your credit affects everything from borrowing money to landing that perfect job. With over 40 years of providing financial services, I am committed to helping you achieve your goal. I can provide you with full credit report, an in-depth review for only $25. Let me provide you with the tools you need to improve your credit standing and your financial freedom. Give me a call today, Joe Radola, 941-3021, or on the web at jrdebtconsulting.com. Your local choice in credit repair.
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick. In my other life, I'm the marketing director for Reading Kia.
It's Customer Appreciation Month. You can own a 2018 Kia Rio ID 074062 for $229 per month and zero down.
Oh, my goodness. Own a new 2018 Kia Forte ID 281123. $256 per month, zero down. Interest rates going up, but not at Reading Kia.
It's 0% financing for 66 months on all new 2018 Kia Fortes, Kia Optimas, Kia Niros, and Kia Stingers. Customer Appreciation Month ends 10/31/2018.
Kia Rio MSRP 15960 minus 1000. Kia customer cash 84 months at 4.19 APR. Kia Forte MSRP 18902 minus 2250. Kia customer cash 84 months at 4.19 APR.
0% for 66 months is $15.15 per 1000 financed on approval of credit, plus government fees and taxes, any finance charges, any dealer document processing charge, any electronic filing charge, any emission testing charge, subject to prior sale.
Reading Kia, readingkia.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios of KCNR 1460 with Carl Lindebaugh. It is Friday, yahoo, the 19th of October. Only two more working days until Monday. 18 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock here. It's going to go up to 88 degrees today. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. I want to remind everybody about the River Bowl tonight. And between Shasta and Enterprise, the Wolves and against the Hornets.
And our very own Connor, Connor Sutton will be live on location. Yeah. And that's right, it'll be along with Jared here. We're excited about that.
And also return of the Salmon Festival in Anderson. Mm-hmm. This portion of the show brought to you by Seamus O'Leary's Irish Pub, nestled in the heart of downtown. Reading's only true Irish pub, voted best in the North State every year since 2011. Come on down. They've got games. They've got brunches. They have it all. Seamus O'Leary's Irish Pub. Loss. Hey, we're here with Dr. Kara Tennant, who it's been a while now. It's almost like 2 months or something. But
last time
you were in a, you were going to a International Veterinarians Conference.
I was. In New Orleans.
In New Orleans.
Mm-hmm.
So,
did you learn, when you go to these things, besides the never being to New Orleans, but from the conference, you know, you're seeing veterinarians from all over the country. Mm-hmm. Are they from all over the world or
they
the country?
Are.
How interesting, first of all. And did you buddy up or did you... what did you take away with you? There's always something that you'll take away with you, maybe a snippet or a morsel of something that you've learned.
Right. So I always learn something from these conferences, and that's the point. You know, the point is to stay current and to learn the new things. And so I try to go to lectures that I feel I need more education on. I did go to several ophthalmology courses because that's one thing they don't really teach you a lot in school. You have... you have one rotation where you stay there for maybe half a week, and then you're expected to, treat eyeballs. So it's always nice to get the new tips and new tricks. And I go to a lot of surgery lectures because I like to learn the new, the new things that are out and, new techniques and then new instruments, which is always
so
cool.
Oh, I like that, yeah.
I know. I get so excited.
Do they change any kind of, the way that they do anesthesia? Are there new forms of, shaking your head.
All the time. And especially right now, we have this opioid crisis, right? And so what that means is that veterinarians are not going to be able to get a lot of these opiates, which is trouble for us because we use those for anesthesia. And sedation. And so we are, that's a huge thing in veterinary medicine where we're trying to find alternatives. You know, what do we do when we have to sedate a dog and we don't have any opiates to use? What do we do if we have a leg amputation and they're really, really painful and we don't have any opioids to use? We do have lots of different drugs that we can use, but we like to use what's called multimodal analgesia. So that's where we hit different pain receptors with different types of drugs. So anti-inflammatories and NMDA receptor antagonists and opioids and, things like that. So,
well, why couldn't a veterinarian get opioids? I mean, you're a veterinarian. Doctors can still get them. I mean, maybe not.
But they're not.
They can't prescribe them like they used to, but it seems like you could be able to use them for surgery.
Well, they're
going to
be limited, too, because the manufacturer is ordered to manufacture. I think they cut it like a third or something.
Mm-hmm.
So that means there are less opiates available, and veterinarians are kind of on the, they're kind of on the bottom
of the priority scale.
Of the priority scale, exactly. So the humans get the stuff first, and then whatever's left over, the veterinarians get.
And what does this mean? We're going to see Dr. Tennant out in South City Park getting opiates from the people down there so she can operate on their little puppies. There's something wrong with that you have to go to South City Park to get the stuff that you need to keep these dogs well.
Well, I need things like butorphanol, not heroin.
I have a question for you, Dr. Tennant, because it's kind of a ridiculous visual in my head when you were talking about the control in opiates and how that's going to affect maybe some of your surgical practice as you've known it. So now it's about, okay, now how do we deal with, rather than the glass half empty, I've got to figure out alternatives. Mm-hmm. So my mind goes right to the ancient art of needles,
mm-hmm.
and how it could be just a stupid story that I've seen where there's blocks that you can actually do with needles to hit nerve areas. Has that been something that could be considered in the practice?
Maybe. I don't know a lot about that. I mean, that would be something I would need to go to an acupuncture course, because there are definitely certain things that you can use. I just don't know about them.
What about
just
bourbon or something? Of course, dogs don't like that. Maybe you could find a little doggy drink.
It's a little toxic to the liver.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Well, it's toxic to mine, too.
The animals are so small compared to us.
Well, that's, what that is. But that is interesting how, when you think about the opiates and the problems we're having with it. And Dr. Linda's, brother has a large pain clinic in Sacramento, and he's fighting this all mm-hmm. the time, all the things they're doing. So I never thought that it would come down also to the veterinarians mm-hmm. where to be able to treat animals. Can you get an animal addicted to a drug?
So, I think anyone can become addicted to pretty much anything. Okay. But in animals, we give them while they're in the hospital, and then the opioids are usually not something that we send home with them. And if we do, it's something like tramadol. We're not sending them home with morphine. We're not sending them home with fentanyl. We're not doing kind of the big stuff.
But you're basically talking about during the surgical process.
Yes. During the surgical process. So
that's what I mean. I mean, how many,
Right. I mean, you're not. I mean, an animal is not.
I look back into common sense. Here we go into common sense again.
Yeah. I know. Well, it's all it's a money thing too, and also the humans. With all the opioid addictions. I mean, right. It's just a horrific crisis. Right. That
it is.
Yeah. So you came back away from this incredible, and you talked about you attended several of the surgical in the conference. You like the surgery, and what was the other thing you talked
about? Oh, ophthalmology.
Oh.
I like to go to surgery because I love surgery. I love it. I love soft tissue surgery. I'll do pretty much anything. But ophthalmology, it's not my strong point. So I like to learn.
I love it.
Learn, see what's new and just make sure I'm doing all the right things and make sure that I'm treating all the right things and make sure that I know when to refer to an ophthalmologist.
Well, we're talking about,
do they have ophthalmologists?
Mm-hmm.
Veterinarians?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Well, we have a foxtail.
I need to finish up on this before you go into this, is that, I never thought about specialists like that, mm-hmm. that you'd have ophthalmologists and right here in California?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yep.
Okay. Got it.
For
dogs. I'll back off.
Well,
now.
I was thinking about, say, we have our dog or a pet, and we bring it to, Care Animal Hospital requesting Dr. Kara Tennant, and we are not sure if the foxtail has gotten in the eye or behind the eye. So that's what your part of the thing is situations. Mm-hmm. Surgery with the eyeball.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. So if we have a really, really deep ulcer and it needs surgery, is that something that I need to refer for, or is that something that I can do in practice? Or if we have an eye that's popped out and we put it back in, if the dog is not visual, is that a problem? Or do we have to take the eye out regardless? Those are some things that we have to stay current on because those are potentially things that change all the time. So you learn how to manage something and then, medicine's always changing. So that's why we have to every year have these continuing education credits, and we're supposed to have so many hours of continuing education to stay current so that we can stay up with whatever's changing. And things change all the time, and they change so quickly, even in short periods of time.
We talk about how the doctors are being hammered by the state every time they turn around. Are veterinarians getting that same kind of oversight?
I would say kind of. So they pass a lot of things and they have a lot of laws, but I don't think they have a whole lot of time to uphold them. Like, for example, marijuana. So legally, I am not allowed to talk about the use of marijuana in animal care. I can't say anything about it. But are they going to come, if somebody comes to me, which they do almost on a daily basis, and tell me they're using CBD oil for their pets, or they're feeding them edibles or whatever they're doing, is the state going to come and say, I know that this owner was talking to you about this? I don't know that they're going to do that. They did pass a law that I think it's in January that we'll be allowed to at least talk about it. But, that's an example of one of those things where they do have laws for that can be incredibly strict.
That they're never going to enforce unless they go out and target for some reason.
Right.
Okay. Wow. I didn't realize you couldn't even talk about the marijuana.
No, if somebody asks me about it, then I tell them I can't give you any advice.
Oh, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You can't say, however, there is some written stuff out here.
Nope.
No.
You they're undergoing studies right now. It's not been published. I can't give you any advice on that.
Okay.
Wow.
I'm an attorney's daughter, so and a rule follower, so I'm very careful.
All right, let's take a quick break here, you little rule follower, you. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center, located in the heart of downtown Reading. Recipient of the 2017 Health Grades Patient Safety Excellence Award, a certified chest pain center, Joint Commission's Gold Seal of Approval for hip and knee replacement. When it comes to quality, compassion, and community, Shasta Regional Medical Center is the community's choice. We'll be right back with Dr. Kara Tennant. It's 8:30 straight up on Friday the 19th of October. It's going to go up to 88 degrees today. We'll be right back.
Bye. screen doors and lamps, Mary's dress waves.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
He's just a very hard-working person, and he listens to his people.
David Kehoe is one of the most honest public servants that I have ever seen.
As a third-generation U.S. Army veteran, I support Supervisor David Kehoe for re-election because of his unfailing support of our veterans.
The best quality about Dave is that he is so approachable.
You just couldn't ask for a better supervisor than him.
I'm David Kehoe, candidate for Supervisor District 1. I'm firmly committed to a safer community by increasing jail beds and supporting law enforcement. As your supervisor, I have a record of voting for jobs and economic development to help increase revenue for public safety. I will always strive to improve the safety and quality of life for the people of Shasta County. I welcome your support and vote.
Paid for by Kehoe for Shasta County Supervisor 2018.
Some things in life you can just rely on. Like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios of KCNR 1460. Listening to my two little drinkers here.
No.
Just kidding. They're in here. You know what? They're such drinkers. Oh, yeah, well, I had a wine, and I could feel it.
We were talking about those, like, Long Island iced teas and certain cocktails that you don't know have such potent alcohol-like combinations, and it hits your bloodstream, and you just don't realize it because it's sweet. It's like a cute Mai Tai, you know.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. 26 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock here on Friday the 19th. It's 48 degrees right now, going up to 88 today. It's a swing of 40 degrees, and the weather report's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Veteran-owned business out of Anderson that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. 365-3793 is portion of the show, brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off of Athens Avenue. Trust me, the best place to get a haircut. Man's last stronghold. Yes. We're here with Dr. Care Tennant, who heads up Care Animal Hospital right here in Reading on the end of Hilltop. the big Bertels burger, giant burgers behind them, and a big car wash in the, you know, kind of next to them, so you can find them right there. And it's
next
big
to the
signs.
Furniture store.
Next to the furniture store. And you are
store.
Right there. Well, now we're telling everybody, well, it's next to Care Animal Hospital. So
yeah.
Dr. Tennant has joined us today and has just came back from a continuing education trip to mm-hmm. New Orleans, Louisiana, where she's talking about the ophthalmology and the opportunity to meet veterans from all over. It's international. It's international classes or people coming in from all over the world on it. What besides the ophthalmology and looking at this, was there other things you learned that could help your practice right here?
Oh, everything I learned can help my practice. So I take excellent notes because, you know, I'm going to forget. And they also send you the cool thing about these conferences is they send you with those little thingies that you plug into your computer.
Oh, yeah. A thumb drive.
Thumb drive.
Yes. Yes. Technically right. challenged over
yeah.
here.
Yeah. The two of them sitting there going, yeah, that, and they're looking yeah. at their thumbs.
Right? Okay, thumb drive. They send you with a...
Right, so they send you with a thumb drive of a copy of all the lectures.
Oh, all the lectures and everything.
For everything. So if there's a lecture going on that you want to go to, but you really want to go to this other one, and they're at the same time, and
oh,
you
that's
can't...
that's awesome.
Yeah, so you have access to that, which is just awesome. And you just need time to go through everything, right? Because the conference is for a week.
It goes from in the morning, 6 days. So it goes from the morning uh-huh. to the, I guess, in the evening.
Oh, yeah. Starts at 8 a.m. and then last wow. lecture, I think, was about 5.
Wow. Yeah. Let's talk about Halloween coming up. I know that was something on your list that you mm-hmm. wanted to discuss. And let's just talk about all of it.
Oh, so fun. One of my favorites, obviously, because the candy, you know, we all know I love the candy, but I love the costumes and the decorations. And if anyone would like to see some amazing decorations, they should stop by our clinic because our lobby looks extraordinary.
Ooh.
Already, yeah. huh?
Already. Oh. Well, it's the middle of October.
That's true.
Yeah, we only have a couple weeks left.
Yep.
So Halloween, as far as pet safety goes, can be actually a pretty scary time because we have all sorts of things that pets can get into that are really dangerous. So the candy, I mean, is an obvious one. We definitely don't want animals eating our candy, especially chocolate and these sugar-free candies that we have out. They can be incredibly dangerous. And we don't see a lot of issues with cats eating candy because most of the time they don't like to do that. They don't like to eat candy, but they certainly can. So you want to keep all the candy away from your animals. Keep it locked up. Keep it where they can't reach it. Keep it where they can't get to it. And if your pet does get into any candy, then call your veterinarian or you can call Animal Poison Control, and they can talk you through it.
We're with Dr. Care at 10. If you have a question on your animals, your pets, just give us a call at 605-4567. And what we found out that zinc is very bad for animals, for our dog, or for any dog. And because she had gotten into something and ate it, and it was it had zinc in it. And until they heard it had zinc in it, okay, you're okay, you're okay. Zinc, bring her down. Were they overprotective?
So it depends on the dose and the size of the dog, because you can give small doses of zinc and the pets will be fine, but larger doses can be trouble for the liver. So that would be something to either call animal control or call the mm-hmm. vet like you did. It's always better to be safe than to wait it out.
Can I share a quick story with you? I had a friend who had this dog, and she would get sick, and they couldn't figure out why she would, you know, keep vomiting, and then she'd get better, and then a couple weeks later she gets sick again. They take her to the vet after she's vomited, and they say, well, we can't see anything. After about the third time, they watched her, and they realized that the daughter, after trick-or-treating, had left her Halloween bag full of candy under the bed.
Uh-oh.
And the dog would crawl in there when nobody was home and eat and get sick.
Oh, my gosh.
Just a little warning right now. Our good friend Lynn
They're
Moss,
sneaky.
If you're listening, you know that what we're talking about was your dog that would crawl under the bed when Autumn left her bag of goodies under the bed. It happens.
Well,
the pillowcase.
Yeah, think about their sense of smell. It's really, really good. They know it's there.
Okay, so if they come home, they get. You said if it's sugar free, is even more dangerous than
right. If sugar free has xylitol in it,
okay.
And xylitol is so dangerous. And we have xylitol in common things that we eat every day. You know, like sugar free gum. If you look at sugar free gum, most of it has xylitol in it. There are some that don't. So you know, just double check your gum because even one piece can be toxic. Even to like a 50-pound dog. So it's not something that they necessarily need to eat a whole large amount. They don't need a very large amount, and it causes liver failure and acute hypoglycemia.
Wow.
And it is bad.
So if the dog getting a piece of that is going to knock him down.
It can.
It's okay.
It can
so
be bad.
What other things do we need to look out for?
So we need to look out for decorations. So things with strings, pumpkins with candles. Anything with cords or, you know, a cat or a dog can knock things over. They can start a fire. They can chew on the wire. You know, all these things, you just really have to be mindful about your pets wandering around because animals are curious. You know, they want to check out the new, you know, the carved pumpkin that has the little candle in it.
Stick their face in there.
Yeah, we've got a burned animal and a fire. So, you know, and we don't need that, right?
No. We don't need that.
Oh, my goodness.
And it's, you know, and the weather is now starting to change. Does that have an impact on animals, too?
You know, I think now the weather's actually getting better because it's cooler and it's perfect weather for most animals. And so that's not a huge, huge factor, except they might be going outside more because now, you know, the sky is clear. It's not 100 degrees. And they're not being kept inside as much. So animals going outside are going to be more likely to get into things. You know, your neighbor's pumpkins, your neighbor's string of lights, you know, anything like that. And that goes for cats and dogs. They're going to check it out because it's new, and they just want to see what's going on.
Are you still getting a lot of the one of those things that go into them? I'm trying to think of the word. You mentioned it earlier. Goes into their skin and just keeps working its way in.
The foxtail.
Foxtails, thank you.
I would say foxtail season is over.
Okay. Is it over now?
Thank goodness.
Okay.
Yes.
Because you were seeing six or seven a day before.
Exactly. I haven't seen a foxtail in a few weeks.
Can we talk a little bit about Roundup and that people, what happens with dogs when they're maybe walking through an area or grass that has been sprayed with Roundup, and they what happens? Do they chew in their paws? What goes on?
So it depends on what the ingredient is, but most of the time, it's going to be something that either can give them burns on their feet, or GI distress. So what happens is they lick it, or they'll drink the water after there's been some raining, and then we'll have vomiting and diarrhea. And so overall, it tends to. I mean, and again, I'd have to know what the ingredients are in the Roundup, but. The doses that these guys are usually getting is not going to be too toxic.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if we're talking about, like, remember when we talked about the rat poison with the nerve toxin, the bromethalin, that, on the other hand, is incredibly toxic.
I think we need to remind people about that the new type of rat poison that is out there, the other type is you can't use anymore.
Right.
Is extremely deadly.
Extremely deadly.
Like
even
moments,
in tiny doses.
In moments.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I see them. When the dog comes in and they are, they're just not acting right, or they vomited up some blue-green stuff, they die within hours, and there's nothing I can do. So before I use the rat bait, the rat
poison. Now, the other stuff that you said used to be able to be, you had a chance.
Mm-hmm.
You had a chance to go back and save them.
Yeah, because that was the one. It didn't cause nerve problems. It caused bleeding disorders, right. So clotting disorders. And we have an antidote to that.
And did they stop? And they stopped using this for what reason?
You know, I don't know. I don't know if this new one is cheaper or more effective or, you know, they were having some issues with wildlife, like wild birds and eagles and things dying after they were eating these rats that had the bleeding. And I think that's part of it. You know, they're concerned about the wildlife.
Well, wouldn't this other stuff kill them too, though?
So they would have to eat a lot of it.
Oh, okay.
Cats can. So if cats eat a couple rats, then they can die because they're smaller. You know,
right,
they're 10
right.
pounds.
Yeah.
But if a, you know, raccoon or something eats it, then...
Not a big thing.
Yeah, that... Forget what they call it, second pass or something.
Okay. Yeah. All right. And that's, so we're talking about the new type of poisons out there, rat poisons that can just just kill your animal immediately. So just be careful with that. And it's called?
Bromethalin.
Bromethalin. Mm-hmm. And it's nasty. Blue or?
Yeah, like a blue-green, soft logs, little rectangle squares.
I think they're selling that at Walmart.
Yeah, they sell it everywhere. Yeah.
And they put it, you know, you can put it in these little, they put it in these little boxes that are just the only thing you can get in there is the mice. And that's not true.
Yeah. No, it's
a lot
not
of times
true.
Animals can get in there.
Yeah. We're going to have to take a break here. Our guest is Dr. Kara Tennant, our lovely veterinarian from Care Animal Hospital. And you are listening to KTNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bonham, Free Fire Radio. We'll be right back after these messages. See you on the other side.
Day after day, I'm more confused. Yet I look for the light through the pouring rain. You know that's a game that I hate to lose. And I'm feeling the strain. Ain't it a shame? Oh, give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock.
Paid for by Brian Daly for Assembly, 2018.
Since going to the state legislature in Sacramento, Brian Daly has kept his promise to the people of Northern California. Brian's focused his time and energy on creating jobs while voting against regulations and taxes. Brian has worked across party lines to save our rural hospitals, skilled nursing facilities, and biomass plants and programs that actually produce jobs for young people. Brian even hosted over 100 legislators to the North State to educate them on our rural way of life. And as a testament to Brian's integrity and work ethic, Brian was elected by his peers to be minority leader in the legislature. But there's still much to do, and problems still need solving. So let's re-elect Brian Daly to the State Assembly on November 6th.
You don't need the golden ticket to attend Wind River Resort and Casino's Wonka Halloween Bash on Saturday, October 27th. Be entertained all night long with Baby Bash featuring DJ Chris. Enjoy drink specials, dancing, cash drawings, costume contest, and door prizes for a night of unforgettable fun. Over $3,000 in cash and prizes will be given away. Presale admission is $20, 25 day up, or $350 for a VIP booth. So you and your friends can make this a night to remember and receive even more surprises. Your ticket for the VIP booth includes 6 guests, swag, cocktail service, and 1 bottle of Sky Vodka. This signature event sells out fast, so get your tickets now. Go to the River Club or WinRiver.com to purchase tickets. Wind River Resort and Casino is the place to be for your Wonka Halloween Bash. Book a room in our hotel, or Wind River Resort and Casino offers our guests a free safe ride courtesy shuttle home. Must be 21 to attend. Download the Wind River app on Google Play or the Apple Store. Halloween is better at the River.
Every year, Goldmart Fine Jewelry customers have enjoyed our fall clearance sale, finding everything from that matching band to go with their engagement ring to that absolutely perfect vintage piece. Once again, we've brought together the best selection of one-of-a-kind items, priced them to move, and now's the time to act. The sale has begun, and you'll have till the end of the month to save, better than Black Friday or online sales. Hurry, make time to visit our massive showroom. If you wait too long, your neighbor will snag that piece you've always wanted. Goldmart Fine Jewelry on Hilltop Drive, Reading.
We learned it the hard way. Wildland fire is a fact of life for us. The only real protection for your home and property is defensible space. Remove ladder fuels, brush, and trees that can take the fire right into your house. But cleaning up your landscape is a big job, and Cal North Forestry is up to the task. They are the professionals. Cal North Forestry. Give your home the best chance at survival. For a free estimate, call 209-9473. 209-9473.
Shasta Regional Medical Center is located in the heart of downtown Reading and was the recipient of the 2017 Health Grades Patient Safety and Excellence Award. Our hospital is committed to always providing exceptional care and performance as a certified chest pain center, certified primary stroke center, and most recently earning the Joint Commission's Gold Seal of Approval for hip and knee replacement. When it comes to quality, compassion, and community, Shasta Regional Medical Center is the community choice.
Just a small town girl, living in a lonely world.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. I know, I do. I love that song. Okay. Good morning, everybody. It is 10 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock here Friday. You know, so much stuff going on. Now, we talked about the pink, the Think Pink Club pub crawl starting Saturday night. And, of course, the next thing I want to talk about is on Sunday at the Veterans Hall right on Yuba Street from, I think it's 8 o'clock till 1. They're having a Kathy and Millie from Classic Cafe are putting on an SOS breakfast extravaganza.
Oh, you love that.
I know, and I'm going to it. And all the funds will be going to help a veterans group right here in town. So only thing you have to do is go on down. I think it's like $7, $8. Go in, you get a big plate of SOS, which is stuff on the shingle. And it's either hamburger or and gravy, and it's just great, or chipped beef. So it's one of the two. So just head on down there Sunday at 8 o'clock and go down and have your breakfast down there and see some bunch of people you've seen before or maybe meet some new friends. Hey, and speaking of friends, we have Dr. Kara Tennant here, veterinarian in charge of the Care Animal Hospital at the furthest part of Hilltop, heading north. And we're talking about Halloween and how Halloween treats can be not good for your animals, especially your dogs. If they're eating chocolate or they eat sugarless, you know, sugar-free candy, which may have a chemical in it that can really cause a lot of damage to the dogs. But now we're kind of talk about we talked about a poison that had been introduced, the old type of poisons. If your dog had eaten it, you know, for these are rat and pest poisons. You had a chance of saving them, but now the new stuff is very, very deadly. But now we're going to talk about something else.
Yes. So I'm getting a lot of questions about this, which is why I thought I would bring it up. And the FDA has recently released a report on a drug class called the isoxazolines, and these are oral flea and tick preventatives. So this is Bravecto, NexGard, Simparica. And what the FDA says is that there have been reports of seizures in dogs and cats who are taking these medications. And so they wanted to just, you know, release that and let everybody know that this is a possibility. So, of course, you know, once they do that, then I get all the phone calls and all the veterinarians are getting all the phone calls because all these animals are on these flea and tick preventatives. And these preventatives have been out for several years, probably about maybe five, six years now. And so there have been, you know, thousands, even maybe hundreds of thousands of animals that are taking these drugs. And if you ever look at the potential side effects for any drug, then, you know, there's going to be a whole list of potential side effects. So as far as the oral flea and tick preventatives go, I still feel like they're really safe. I think if your pet already has seizures, if your pet has idiopathic epilepsy, and is already on seizure medication, then that's definitely something to chat with your vet about, and that's something that I talk about with my pet owners about flea and tick options with a pet who has seizures, because we know that there might be an increased risk. And so when they're reporting these and when they do these studies and they're trying to make this new drug that they're going to put out and sell, they have to list all of the side effects that these animals get, whether it's related or not. And so when they came out, then they did have a couple dogs who had seizures. These dogs did have a history of seizures. They had a seizure after receiving the oral flea and tick tablet, and then did not have a seizure again. But there are some dogs that will have tremors. There are some dogs that will kind of stumble around and have what's called ataxia, and some dogs will have seizures. But it is actually incredibly rare. I have not seen it, and I've been prescribing them since they came out in 2013 or 12. Or 13, around there.
But they've been out there, and you know about this, and this is this is not a surprise. So you're telling pet owners not to worry too much about
not that. To worry too much. If you give it to your pet and you have not seen any issues, then don't be concerned. If you give it to your pet and your pet has a seizure after, or your pet has weird tremors, then definitely call your veterinarian to chat about some options. But for the majority of dogs, this is an incredibly safe product. We don't want fleas and ticks. We see a ton of fleas and ticks here, especially fleas here in Shasta County. And there are so many diseases that are transmitted by fleas. There's so many that are transmitted by ticks. There's so many that are transmitted to humans as well. And so we have to find an alternative. And the topicals, you know, topicals for a while, before these orals came out, the topicals caused a lot of seizures in dogs too. But in the same thing, you know, the majority of dogs and cats do great with them, but there are a few that just can't tolerate them. Cats are incredibly sensitive, so of course they can't take anything that's labeled for dogs, so make sure you don't put anything on a cat that has a dog on it or has the word dog on it or has anything meant for dog on it, because it will kill them, and it will kill them fast. So don't do that. But the cats do have, you know, we know cats don't always take treats, or maybe they'll take a treat one day and then they won't take it the next day. And they do have a topical flea and tick preventative that is in this isoxazoline class, you know, this either lasts a month or it lasts for 3 months, depending on which product they use. So these cats are not eating these tablets. They have, you know, they have it applied topically.
Can you just dip them in kerosene? Does that probably not a good idea?
Oh, God.
I would say it's probably not a good idea.
Here's a question. I'm sorry. When I see this, I think about how do you get things off these animals. Anyway, he says his dog was out and saw a couple of skunks. It's, you know, even though it's getting to be winter and all this, it's how important it is to keep your dogs inoculated.
Oh yes, especially rabies. I just saw a skunk in the daylight the other day that was just trotting along right towards me out by my house. And if you see any of these nocturnal animals that are out in the daytime, you know, you definitely get concerned. And it may not be rabies, but it's not normal. You know, they're sick. And our animals can spread diseases. Our animals can give us diseases. And so you want to protect humans, you know, you want to protect us, and you want to protect other animals. And so keeping them vaccinated, keeping them current on their vaccines. If you have concerns about your vaccines, please talk about them with your vet. Because like we've talked about before, vets just don't give every vaccine they can. Everything is a lifestyle vaccine. But there are some that are really, really important to continue, which is something like rabies.
Okay.
Rabies kills people and animals. And there's no test. There is no test for rabies. In order to diagnose rabies, you have to test brain tissue. And that means the animal has to be dead. So, yeah, so there's no test for it. There's no, I don't know, does my pet have rabies? It's looking weird. No, you have to euthanize your pet. So there's no, like, gray zone there. It's very, very serious.
So just getting them, you know, and there's so many places to get them inoculated.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, to keep them safe. Especially after you've had, you know, you've had your animals for a while, even if you've only had them for a short period of time, if you're going to take on that chore or take on that responsibility, you have the responsibility for getting them shots. Mm-hmm. And if you can't afford to do that, there's places that will get them the shots, mm-hmm. and you don't have to worry about that.
Yep.
So
there are lots of low cost places to
absolutely.
Go. You don't always have to have an exam with a doctor, which of course I always recommend, but there are lots of places to go, just be, you know, and they're $5, $10. You know, you don't have to spend a whole lot of money for these vaccines.
Right. Okay, last words.
Ooh.
Last thoughts.
We do have our open house on Sunday the 28th, where we will have, you can come in, you can meet the staff. We're having a costume contest for animals. We're having a cakewalk. We have a stuffed animal that has candy in the belly that kids can do surgery on. Lots of fun things, a little photo booth, and so that's from 12 to 4, so anyone can come by and have a good time and just stop in and say hi.
That's this Sunday.
No, it's a week from Sunday.
I'm sorry.
There are so many things going on this week.
The Sunday before Halloween.
Yes, there
we go.
It's going, I mean, it just goes on and on and on. Okay, Dr. Care Tenant, open house on the 28th, and it starts at what time?
12 o'clock.
12 o'clock on Sunday the 28th, and it's going to be costumes and food and little goodies and a animal, stuffed animal with candy in it that kids can operate on.
That's right. In our surgery suite.
In your surgery suite.
I know. So fun, right?
Yeah. I may have to try that.
Come on down.
I realized I probably wasn't going to be a surgeon when I went to the University of Chicago Natural History Museum or their scientific. And they had a six-window diorama of an appendix operation.
Whoa.
You know, showing how it was. Mm-hmm. And I got to window 4. And I went, no.
It's fascinating.
This isn't what I'm
the
going
human
to
body
do.
And, oh. and animals, our little animals. It's just fascinating.
Oh, yes.
Thank you for being so proactive and wonderful at what you do. And we just love having your personality and your knowledge on our show once a month. So, Dr. Kara Tennant, thank you and have a great weekend. We just appreciate you being in our family.
Thank you.